Morning, church. Let's open with a word of prayer. Lord God, thank you for being with us. Please anoint me, my lips, to speak your words that revive us and give us hope in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So last month, I was talking about the part two of the suffering series. And we talk about isolation experience is an opportunity or can be an opportunity for transformation. Today is the third part and maybe the final part of the suffering series. And today we're going to talk about how we can do well during our suffering, how we can do well. And this message is based on Psalm 42. It's a very well-known psalm, and in my research, it seems like many people have used it to preach about hope in the midst of depression, isolation, or other forms of suffering. I hope through God's words in this psalm, and by the power of His Spirit, you would be able to hope in God and get the best out of this trying time. So let's turn to Psalm 42. And let's read it together. Psalm 42. For the quiet director, a maskil of the sons of Korah, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night. Why they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throngs and lead them in procession to the house of God. With the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him for the help of His presence. O my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan and the peaks of Hermon from the Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and waves have rolled over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and His songs will be with me in the night. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppressions of the enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversary revile me. Why they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the health of my countenance and my God. This is God's word. When I was researching for this last part of a suffering series, this psalm shows up a number of times. It seems like a go-to psalm because God used Psalm 42 to show that we can, you can have hope without having everything figured out. And it's okay. Yeah, it's okay not to praise God yet. So, yeah, and you read that at the end of the psalm that, he wasn't praising God. He said, why are you in despair, O my soul? So and that was the state he's in, even at the end of the psalm. So it's a very real experience and sharing. And so it's really giving us a picture that God knows your feelings and knows your emotions. Before we go deeper in each verse, I'll give some more background. So Psalms, if you guys, like me, haven't actually studied much before, Psalms are poetic songs that help us to communicate with God and articulate our feelings and emotions in honest, real and healthy ways. They are meant to be sung as a form of worship to God, and study Psalm 42 can help us to learn to do well when we are done. So this psalm was thought to be written by a Korahite, who was a companion of King David after David fled Jerusalem from his son Absalom, his rebellion against him in 2 Samuel chapter 15:18. One can imagine David was grieving that his son rebelled against him, and all those relationships that he considered as friends and loyal to him have turned against him. He probably was struggling with his relationship with God as well, and how not able to worship in the tabernacle in Jerusalem could affect his closeness with God. If you really want to go deep in Psalm 42, there's a whole book written on this psalm by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, Artie's mentor, and it's called Spiritual Depression. Many people refer to this book when I was researching. And I'll go through the verses now before I highlight some of my key learning points. So the first verse, actually, for the choir director, I'm asking you of the sons of Korah. This is actually part of the translation of the psalm. So I should make a brief comment on this as well. So this psalm, like many other psalms, is for the chief musicians at the time. But these days, I think we call them worship leaders as a word of God, to sing out and to instruct us in our living, in our thinking, and our feeling, so that we are blessed by the Lord as we meditate and practice it. So psalms, like other words of God, are words that we should meditate and put into practice. So the sons of Korah are the worship leaders who were the Levitical families of singers that led the singings of the psalms, and the reference for that is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 19. For these 11 verses in the psalm, I broke it down into four parts. The first part is verse 1 to 4. I call that joy gone. For the second part is verse 5. I call that joy will come. And then the third part, verse 6 to 10, remember God. And the fourth part, again, is joy will come. So, yeah, let me kind of help us refresh our memory. So, verse 1 to 4 again. As the deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go along with the throngs and lead them in processions to the house of God, with the voice of joy and thanksgiving and multitude-keeping festival. So these verses tell us that the psalm is desperate for God. He needs God as much as he needs water for life. When we are really thirsty, perhaps like a deer in the desert in need of water. And why is he desperate for God? So if we look at verse 3, it's because he has been in tears day and night. Do you remember someone you know in your life that was in tears day and night? And when I thought about that, I remember my mother was like that when my grandmother passed away. Or maybe you personally had a similar experience, that you felt deeply depressed, no appetite for anything, all you can do is sob and cry nonstop. This is the state of the mind of the psalmist. And on top of that, he had external pressures, like his enemies are mocking him, taunting him, saying, where is your God? Had God forsaken you? Why doesn't the psalmist sense God? Did he sin or do something wrong? Was he in a wilderness experience? These are the thoughts and questions negative ideas that often come out when we feel God is distant or silent. And like verse 4 suggests, it seems like the good days when everything was great and when we praise God seems to be just a memory. So we ask, where are you, God? I need you, is the cry in the heart. You might have this kind of cry when you face insurmountable problems. Maybe you felt like you have lost everything that matters to you. Or maybe you're in a deep crisis at work, or your death of loved ones happened recently, or other traumatic experiences or crisis you had, or even suffering a lot through physical pains and injuries. These are times you might ask yourself, where has God gone? And you might feel that your praise for God with joy, with thanksgiving, seems to like so long ago. So that was verse 1 to 4. That's where the state of the mind is. Joy gone. And now verse 5. I call it joy will come. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. So you notice that there's a change of direction here in verse 5. Here the psalmist is asking himself, why are you feeling so terrible? And he's telling himself to hope in God. He knows that he will praise God again, even though he isn't praising him yet. He knows that what is happening now, this is a bad patch. This bad patch is only temporary, and God's presence will help him. And as I was thinking about this and reading up, it seems like verse 5 is one of the key verses in the psalm here. Why do I say that? It's because the psalmist is very honest about his condition, but he doesn't let his emotions and feeling completely overtake him. He knows of the goodness of God, and he seeks to encourage himself with a reminder to hope in God, to help him to manage the current conditions, and that his current state will be changed by the reality of God's help in the future, even if it is not quite now, but in the future. So here, David tells himself that he can praise God once again. And as we read this, it also reminds us that when we don't feel great, we can tell ourselves that we can praise God once again as well. So how does he help himself to do that? When we look at verse 6 to 10, remember God. Remember God, verse 6 to 10. So, oh my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore, I remember you for the land of the Jordan and the peaks of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the sounds of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppressions of the enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversary revile me. Why they say to me all day long, where is your God? So in verse 6, the psalmist reassessed how he was doing and was honest with himself about his situation. Acknowledge God in his despair, and he remembered God from the past. And in verse 7, talked about your waterfalls, your breakers, and your waves. The words your in block capital says, acknowledge that these are from God and that he is in control, because it says your waves, your waterfall. So God is in control, even though that these descriptions give a sense of struggle. He's struggling under the waves. Verse 8 shows that psalmist remember God is good and his character, and praying to God will give life to him. And by verse 9, the psalmist's negative feelings, emotions seems overwhelming again, and the tough external circumstances of firsthand that he felt taunted and mocked by the adversary dominates again. So when in our mind we often have these up and down moments about thinking about God's here, God's not there, and so here, like the psalm, this Psalm 42 really tells us that God understands us. He knows our emotions, and he knows how we have these up and down feelings as well. Yes, verse 11, the last section, I'll call it Joy Will Come Again. Verse 11, why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the health of my countenance and my God. So this verse is similar to verse 5. The psalmist re-examined himself, encouraged himself to hope in God. God will help him, and he acknowledged that he will praise God again, even though he isn't feeling it yet. So, yeah, I think just some concluding thoughts about the psalm. To tackle our isolation or suffering, like when we feel down, the first response is be honest with ourselves and God. And the psalm illustrates that, like we can bring our burning questions to God, like, why am I in despair? Why this happens? Why that? And also, we share our true feelings and fears with God, even if they might seem to some as not so Christian things to say, or like being angry with God, or whatever true feelings that there might be. We can share it with God and share our fears with him. And also, in practice, it would help us to process these feelings and emotions if we write them down in a journal, for example, which help us to articulate it as prayer, or even when we share it with other trusted friends. So also, like journaling help us to remember and give us a chance to reveal and learn from our past experience and see how God answered them as well. So, yeah, so the first thing we learned is about being honest with God and honest with ourselves, and we can also jot it down to help us articulate our feelings with God and with our friends. The second actions or second learning points we can use for this psalm is remember God during this downtime. So we can see from verse 4 to 8 that remembering our journey with God prior to this suffering help us to recount his faithfulness, and that all that he did to build us up and develop us. Many life challenges and difficulties were overcome in the past, and we came out stronger through them with God's help. We can think about the spiritual gifts that he has been growing in us, the skills that we learned, the natural talents that he has blessed us with, and which area might the growth be in this time of suffering. And we can have hope in his character, and his faithfulness that he hasn't forgotten you. So practically, what could we do? So yeah, I talked about this earlier. And practically, it might be helpful to go back to your journal to recount God's faithfulness and his promise that he has fulfilled in your lives. And look at the gifts, skills, and talents that's been developed in your past and which areas God may be working to build you up for the future through this transformation or experience. And how do we remember God? I guess one of the easiest things is to read the Bible and meditate on God's word so that we allow his truth and the character and his goodness to be really in our face. And of course, when we read the Bible, we also want to pray and listen to him, right? And the third action, and okay, the last one, I guess, that we can do as we go through these suffering is to hope in God. I know it's easier to say than done. It's difficult to have hope when we are in a terrible state. But the psalmist reminds us not just once, but twice to hope in God. It's not something that is natural to do at a depressed state of mind, but you may sense that he is fighting with his mind. When I say he, it's the psalmist. The psalmist is fighting with his mind. Because you might hear like ideas or the voice from the enemy, but God's voice is also there. So I think in that verse, he was talking to himself to have hope. So yeah, verse 5 and verse 11, it says, so I hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. And the verse begins with, why are you in despair, O my soul? So it's really, he's talking himself to have hope in God. And we can talk ourselves into things, doing things as well. And again, the psalmist is very real here that he can't praise God yet at the time, but he acknowledges that he shall praise him again. So we know that during our difficulties, it might be hard for us to praise God, but we can tell ourselves that, yes, we will praise him again in the future. And at this time, or at least when we've talking ourselves into hope in God, it might seem that we need some sort of like reasoning or rational thinking. And we know that whenever we have a season of wilderness, isolation, or suffering, it will not last forever. And you know that this is the truth. It won't last forever. And we can think of the last time you got out of a tough place. You got out of a season of darkness. And you know that this darkness will pass. And afterwards, you will praise God again. So like what we read in verse 11, the psalmist is still feeling down and not out of depression, but he's still on the floor and he's still fighting at the end of the psalm for hope and joy in the Lord. Excuse me. So practice giving, one of the things we can do is that we need to learn to talk to our mind, to have hope in God, or even preach gospel to ourselves when we don't feel we are in a good place. And practically speaking, I also feel like apart from doing it to ourselves, we want to be more open. We allow our friends to talk to us. We don't want to be isolated. So we can have our friends to encourage us, and that's also one way God would encourage us and give us hope as well. And I'll just end with a quote from the book by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. The main trouble in this whole matter of spiritual depression, in a sense, is this, that we allow ourselves to talk to us instead of talking to ourselves. We allow ourselves to talk to us instead of talking to ourselves. What does he mean by that? Look at the debate the psalmist is having with himself. One minute he's saying, "Have you forgotten me, God?" And then he interrupts his own line of thinking to come to his sense, to come to his senses right before our eyes. He says in verse 11, "Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." In a way, the psalmist stops listening to himself and starts preaching to himself. So this is one of the key. Stop listening to himself about all these negative ideas, but start preaching to ourselves. May I invite the worship team to come up and play a song? So place our hope in God and trust him again. That's what we need to do to overcome discouragement. True encouragement is always based on God and move us to hope in him. Hope in any other place is like sinking sand. It just leads to more despair. So the cure for anxiety is to thank God for his past faithfulness. Pray to him. Praise him in anticipation that he will bring us out of this darkness. Keep practicing righteousness. That will set our feet firmly on our rock so that we will be unmovable in the midst of storm of life.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord God, you are good. You are good. Help us to remember this when we are down. Lord, also thank you for this psalm. May our emotions be guided by you, God, and shaped by your word, so that when we are down, we are closer to you and strengthened by you also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let us turn to pray for our community, and especially lift up those who are suffering in cancer, that they can hope in God, and that God sends his angels, his children, to encourage them as well. And yes, we also pray for full healing. We also pray for those who don't know yet Jesus and is suffering. Pray that God will reveal himself to them. Pray that the spiritual and the physical healing happens. Wholeness for them. We pray for our brothers and sisters suffering other infirmity, that yes, they also hope in God and see God's goodness. God's bringing something about in this season that will help them to grow and to continue to run the race. We continue to contend for those who are looking for jobs, that God guides them, and especially like this season, that God's open doors for them to join, walk through. Today we pray for Japan and Cambodia, particularly Peace Sophia, for our potential church plants in Tokyo. Also pray for Grace that, the Ginger and Grace, her business's missions are upcoming anniversaries. In November, it's upcoming, so just pray that God continue to just release all these blessing and promise that she has received. And also, yes, pray for Pastor Jenny O, her mom in-law has passed away, so also pray for God to console them. Also lift up missions councils as this month we are praying for all our missionaries, reviewing their financial supports and NGOs. Pray that we hear God well and we simply obey and just do the things God asks us to do. Nothing more, nothing less. We lift up all our local outreach ministry, particularly Ikape, particularly for Jeff, who's leading the ministry, he's going to also do an Ikape retreat before the end of the year. So yeah, pray for wisdom and guidance on how to go about it. And also the outreach teams is having outreach team-wide retreat next weekend, so after this men's retreat weekend. So pray for God's presence and moving powerfully to just touch everyone's heart as well. For the Foster Adoption Ministry, Cadence and a couple of people from Hong Kong has gone to a conference in Thailand about foster and adoption. So pray for divine appointments for her. Also pray for God to speak to her about how to take the ministry forward as well, not only in SP but possibly in Hong Kong. Today we have our IP prayer meeting tonight. Please cover Matt and the team. And also a youth group gathering tonight as well as SPU as well. So pray for the leaders. Pray for God's presence to lead and guide and have a blessed time. Tonight, Elements, Go, McCain, McDaddy, McRobins having house church gathering, and the topic is a prophetic gift. So yeah, pray for God encounter in each house church and pray for everyone to hear God's voice so that the prophesied things will be one that edifies, exalts, and console the house church members. Yeah, just pray for God to speak loud and clear and touch all their hearts. Let's continue to contend for Hong Kong. And as I was reminded that Peace Army has been talking about Nehemiah, and really the series is about repentance. So I feel like, yes, we should repent on behalf of Hong Kong for the things that we have done wrong, the unforgiveness, the deceptions, the lies, the violence. And we ask for God's forgiveness and that He'll lead us and guide us into new ways and new life. out of this darkness in Hong Kong. Yes, we can continue to hope in God, for He is good. Lord God, we thank you so much for you are good. Thank you to remind us to hope in you and that we can remember your goodness. We can count your goodness, your faithfulness, your promise fulfilled, all these things. And even in the midst of suffering and darkness, it's only temporary. Yes, because we can praise you again. Because you are good. And we will praise you again. Yes, even in the midst of this dark time in Hong Kong, we know it's only going to be temporary. So we trust you and praise you, for your goodness shall come to pass. We also ask that you to continue to guide us every day, and that, yes, Lord God, we thank you for the prophetic gifts that you have released. And that's been working in our lives. So, Lord God, help us to use this gift to encourage people around us, especially those in Hong Kong. And we use it so that your name will be glorified and many hearts will be touched by you and come to know you. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, please continue to take your time to pray to God and seek after Him. And see you tomorrow. Goodbye.